Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is a beautiful Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Where?
Back to work.
Back to work.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
I'd rather be anywhere than here.
Hashtag grr Mondays.
Oh, come on now.
Let's try and keep a positive perspective on all this, okay?
Okay, sure. I'm positive.
I don't want to be here.
Touché.
Okay, then.
Let the freak show begin.
Showtime.
Hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our producer Morty at about 6.04. Carla, it's Monday morning.
I know it is.
Monday morning, yeah. The first day of going cold turkey on our normally, what we would normally do off the air is our big Starbucks run.
Yeah, didn't bother me at all. Brought in something. Nope, I'm good. No, because we're adults. No, but Morty forgot his breakfast.
Yeah.
So.
That's what he told me.
Of all days, it would have probably been good to go to Starbucks or go somewhere.
I'll drink water. Coffee.
There is Uber. There's Uber Eats. We could get food or some Grubhub or something like that.
And I do have an extra bag of watermelon, Morty, if you'd like.
There you go. That'll tide you over.
Be strong.
Yes.
That's what I say. Be strong.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
Be strong and hangry, too, Morty. Be hangry.
Def Leppard over the weekend.
Jeez.
We went to go see Def Leppard over the weekend. They were awesome.
Did they ask about me?
They did.
Yes.
And they told me the story about how you told the story of Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
They were awesome. And as Jody and I are sitting there in the Zappos Theater, you know, I don't know how many people do this, but we forget it, of course, was the Aladdin Theater for the Performing Arts.
That's right.
One of the only places you could actually see a concert in Vegas.
Still the best theater
It is one of the best theaters to see a concert.
Yeah.
Only seats about 7,000.
Yeah, and that's all it ever seated. Actually, I think it was a little less. They say they took it down a little bit when they redid it. But it was always the best theater in town. Because that time there was that. There was Thomas and Mack and...
But even before the Thomas and Mack.
I think that was it. Yeah. I mean, But I mean, I think that was pretty much it.
And we started talking about the concerts we had seen there going all the way back to the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
Van Halen, Foreigner, the original lineup of Journey, or what was considered the original lineup of Journey.
Yeah.
With Steve Perry.
Saw a ton of shows over there. It was just a given that's where you'd see a show.
22 songs.
Yeah.
Almost 2 hours.
Right on.
And they played all the hits, did a nice acoustic set, and it was great.
That's cool. I'm going to see them in a couple of weeks.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 105 today, 107 tomorrow, about 75 this morning. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, another Friends member of the show Friends, returning to TV.
All right, we'll find out about that and more after Queen, Killer Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So rumored contestants for the next Dancing with the Stars include Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, Bachelorette Hannah Brown, Hailee Steinfeld, by the way, nominated for an Academy Award, like in one of her first roles in True Grit, she was a little girl, and Rob Gronkowski. This is actually, if this is true, which I'm sure it is, going to be a good lineup of people, actually. Very different group of people.
Good cross-section of people.
So, yes, it is. Yeah. I'm anxious to see who else they got
Little girl from True Grit with John Wayne?
No. The remake that was done in, 2009, I think it was? 2009, I think,
Who was that? Jeff Bridges?
I can't remember who was in that. Was it? I can't remember. I didn't see it. I know she was up for it, and that was the year that... What was her name? Melissa Leo won for what was that called? The Town?
I guess the little girl from John Wayne's movie.
No,
True Grit,
probably
would have been.
Dead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, it's weird. Yeah. Like, Hailee Steinfeld, she's like a... she's a singer and a dancer, so how is that fair?
Yeah. What do you... They do it every year.
I know, but I hate when they do that.
I know. They do it, though. They do it every year. So,
all right.
I know. But they don't always win. The dancers don't always win. So.
True.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff has a new album that will be out soon. Includes collaborations, with a Flock of Seagulls, Tracy Guns, Charlie Daniels, Ministry, Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, talk about a good cross-section of people.
Yeah. Though he should have let them do the singing, and he should have just sat back and said, yay.
What is the new song, Hasselhoff Built My Hot Rod?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. Well, they did a cover of Sweet Caroline. He did that with Ministry. Lips Like Sugar with A Flock of Seagulls, which is a great song. But, yeah, so... Who knows? Maybe Flock of Seagulls will bring him to town for the end of summer back.
Can't wait.
Right? Marcel the monkey from Friends, alive and kicking, about to make his return to TV. Actually, he is a she. Her real name is Katie. And she's in a show that I think Morty's going to like, Why the Last Man. She's currently in her mid to late 20s. Plenty of career left because Capuchin Monkeys live to be about 40-ish.
Yeah.
Now, the FX series centers on Yorick Brown and his pet monkey, Ampersand. They're the only males who survived the apparent global androcide, or, of course, the killing of all males. Huh. And this has been in the works for a long time, so, yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like an effects.
I know. It is. It does. Yeah.
It definitely does.
Yeah. And sad, very sad, Easy Rider star Peter Fonda died Friday. Respiratory failure due to lung cancer. 79 years old. Little brother to, of course, a woman named Jane Fonda. And she called him my sweet-haired baby brother and the talker of the family. Of course, their father, Henry Fonda. What a family, man. Yeah. What a talented family. Sad. I always liked him. Always liked him. Seemed like a good guy.
You mentioned End of Summer Bash featuring Flock of Seagulls, which that would be pretty funny. We have to ask him when we see him.
Yeah, really.
Bring the Hass with you.
Wow. Oh, my God. The Hoff.
So Flock of Seagulls, Missing Persons, Wang Chung, The Tubes, Farrington and Mann, the original vocalist of When in Rome, UK, Motels, and the list goes on. It's downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Saturday, September 7th. Doors open at 6. That's how huge this is going to be.
Yeah.
One of the biggest 80 parties of the year. So we do have tickets to give away. Be listening in the 8 o'clock hour when you have a chance to win those. All the info about Mike and Carla's second annual End of Summer Bash, the live 80s tour, on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carlitos is on the phone. What's up?
That theater you guys were talking about?
Yeah.
I don't want to give my age, but around 1990, Depeche Mode.
Oh, wow.
That was one of my first concerts.
My top 10, top 5 favorite groups right there, man.
Carla and I have always said anytime they come to town, and they don't do it often, go see them because they are one of the best bands live.
They're so, even their tribute band, what is it called, Morty? I can never remember the name.
I can see them, but I don't know. I forgot the name.
Strange Love.
Yeah, it was one of their songs. Yeah.
Yes.
They're really good. If you ever get a chance, Carlitos, go see him.
Carlitos, have a great day, and thanks a lot for the call.
All righty. You guys have a great day.
You watch some of the videos of Strange Love, and it's eerie.
Yeah, bring them up, because they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Just great.
All right. We're talking, of course, Aladdin Theater for the Performing Arts, which is now, of course, Zappos Theater.
Right.
Tickets for Paula Abdul.
Yay.
We're going to tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
KKLZ.
Paula Abdul is over at the Flamingo, and she's kicked off her residency. She's there for quite a while.
Yeah,
and she's not replacing Donna Marie at this point in time.
No, at least not now, but she's in that same room.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're going to do in there. They may do a swap out.
We had such a good time with her on the phone, and that visit is still on our website. If you want to check out the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, we had a ball with her, and she has such a great sense of humor and a good sport.
Funny. Oh, my God.
Just go to 96.3kklz.com, click on the Mike and Carla page. We do have tickets to give away for her show. All you have to do is identify this mystery sound. Here it is. That's it.
You okay, John?
That's the shortened version, by the way. And to help you, it's a multiple choice.
Yes, it's a multiple choice.
So when you when we get caller 9 on the phone, we'll give you a multiple choice. But all you have to do is identify this mystery sound. I can't even imagine somebody's radio alarm clock going off.
That's me right now. hungry.
Yeah, I know. I know it.
Because we didn't go to Starbucks to make our Starbucks run.
Uh-oh.
All right, the phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. And then after that, start looking for caller number 9. Your chance to win tickets to go see Paula Abdul at the Flamingo. 702-739-9636. Chance to win those tickets for Paula Abdul by identifying this mystery sound. All right, Lauren, you heard the sound. We're going to help you with a multiple choice.
Okay.
Is it A, a battery-operated mask from the movie Scream, B, brakes on an old Schwinn 10-speed bicycle, or C, an Aztec death whistle?
I'd have to say C.
You got it.
Yes, that is the sound of an Aztec death whistle.
What made you think that, Lauren?
You know what? It just came to my mind. I don't know why.
Lauren, you got the tickets. You're going to see our girl, Paula Abdul, her show, Forever Your Girl. Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So, Lauren, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
The word that Carla used off the air. Can't believe you brought it up. You used it.
Yeah, I did. Gauche.
Gauche.
Very gauche. Ugh.
Oh,
yes,
no. Hold on.
No. You want to? Thank you.
There you go. That's
thank
the word.
Thank you. Gauche.
So, like, different than anxieties, which is a word you made up.
Yes, no. Gauche is a real word.
But gauche.
And it was just, I was explaining a place that was just so over the top that it was just gauche.
So, that's the word of the day that we hope you'll use in a sentence sometime.
Gauche.
During your day.
Yes, the please word do. Gauche. Please do.
Should we give the definition just
like
in case?
I would like that. It's kind of over the top and no class.
Right.
You want me to bring up the actual definition, Morty? Did you bring it up?
Here it is.
There you go.
Lacking ease or grace.
There you go.
Unsophisticated and socially awkward.
Thank you.
The word gauche.
Thank you.
So that's the word you got to use.
G-A-U-C-H-E, I believe.
Sometime during the day.
Of French derivation.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm very gauche when I'm in the Albertsons.
I don't think you can use it like that. Gauche.
Yeah.
It's not gauche.
Yeah, no. Gauche. No.
Can't make up derivatives of the original word.
And it's not always like sloppy. It's just like too much. It's just too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Ugh. Although I like the sound of the word gauche.
Gauche. I know.
Gauches. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. High 105 today. 107 tomorrow. 75 outside right now. Few things we think you should know coming up here in a bit.
Oh, you know what? The New York Yankees are wah-wah-wang, and I'm going to tell you why.
All right. More on that and other stories after Stevie Nicks.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case you didn't know, it is National Potato Day today. I know it. The favorite ways to eat them? What do you think is number one?
Chip.
Morty?
Au gratin.
No. French fries.
Oh, really?
French fries.
How did you not know that, Morty?
I know, exactly. Morty?
I think that's all we saw him eat while we were in Chicago.
I know. French fries are number one. Baked potatoes are number two. Mashed are number three.
Wow.
Go on down the list. You got your roasted. You got your hash browns. Potato chips are down a little lower. I don't know if people think of those as...
Potatoes.
Oh. Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah. And there's like 2% of the population that doesn't like potatoes. Who doesn't like potatoes?
I'm going to say I was a part of that before I moved.
Wow. Oh, well, I would imagine.
It
did
was
you
rice.
Just not eat them, though?
Yeah, it was always rice. You never had potatoes.
But you didn't not like them.
No.
You didn't know? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love potatoes. Mashed potatoes are good. Bunch of mashed potatoes, and then you put your corn on top of that.
Okay.
You take your spoon and make a little, like, crater.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Then you put your corn in there.
Coming from the guy that won't put pineapple on a pizza, but he's going to ruin his mashed potatoes with corn. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry, it's so gauche for you.
Very gauche.
Very gauche.
You know what's gauche? The New York Yankees.
Uh-oh.
Oh, get yourself a whambulance. They were so upset about losing 19-5 to Cleveland that their manager thinks that the Major League should consider implementing that mercy rule.
Aaron Boone.
Yes, so they can just end the game, he said, before anyone gets hurt. You are grown-up Major League Baseball players, and you're the Yankees. You sit in first place most of the time.
Well, he figures after, and I'm sure a lot of people do, seven innings, you're down that much.
I agree.
Any team, why? I mean, a lot of times I think players will just say, we're not going to win.
Well, yeah.
Let's just get this over with as soon as possible.
Yeah, you're the Yankees. Why don't
but
you just, you know,
saying,
pull the big one out and suck it up? How about that? And it's a place called Grandpa Joe's Candy, and it's in Pennsylvania. They are reportedly selling chocolate-covered Oreo cookies stuffed with pickles. They put a dill pickle slice in an Oreo, and then they dip it in chocolate. A three-pack is about $9. I actually would love to try these.
Now, I know it's not a real word, but that is very gauche.
You think so?
So gauche.
It's that, again, it's that sweet and salty thing that is so popular. You know, it's that sweet and salty. I would try these in a heartbeat.
Would you really?
Grandpa Joe's, Grandpa Joe's Candy Shop, Pennsylvania. They also have them in Ohio. Yeah, I know. They are the most controversial cookie, Oreos. They really are.
Of all the cookies?
They are. They are.
How
you
eat
dip them, how you eat them, what you put in them, what you would want to try in them. They're very, very controversial.
You lick the filling first and then...
Yeah, I know. Okay. Wow. Very controversial.
Here you go. Your first chance to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company during the 96 days of summer. We'll reveal another piece of the picture puzzle a little bit later on this morning, but it's never too late. You can always go to our website, check out the vacation picture number 3. Simply tell us the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in my pocket, what you think might be in my pocket. So dial it up right now. Caller number 9, 702-736. Or, I'm sorry, 702-739-9636.
There we go.
That's our number. Give it a shot, and you could be a winner. 96.3 KKLZ.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
Kathy, are you ready to go?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right, you know what we need, the exact street address, city, state, zip, and what you think is in my pocket to win that cruise of a lifetime. Go ahead.
I have 27100 Southwest Salmon River Highway, Grand Ronde, Oregon, 97347, and a casino chip.
Boy, you know what? You have one correct answer out of 5.
Oh, I thought for sure I had it.
Well, you know what? Keep trying. In fact, your next chance to take a shot at the cruise in the 9 a.m. hour.
Okay.
And by the way, for everybody else, never too late to get in the game. See the photo and official rules. All you have to do is text the word cruise to 702-739-9636.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Carla, ever since you mentioned Oreos, people have been texting and calling about the different ways to eat Oreos. All right, so we have people texting, and we have some people on the phone line. We'll talk more about that after Bon Jovi.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It never ceases to amaze us what triggers what when doing the morning show. And you mentioned Oreos, which we know for a fact is a hot button with a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. There's a guy in Pennsylvania doing Oreos with a pickle in the middle and then dipping them in chocolate.
Ew.
So, which I think sounds really good.
But you like that.
Yeah, I think it sounds really good, actually.
Okay.
And, of course, people are texting in, and somebody mentioned just plain old dipping them in Nutella. Which apparently you can do anything with Nutella.
Right.
It's just, it's huge. Dipping them in Nutella, then dipping them in your coffee, and then it leaves a little bit of Nutella behind. So, wow, that's a whole problem. Well, no, Nutella and coffee, that's a huge
thing. That goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
But you mix in an Oreo with that.
Yeah. Because I'm not a big Oreo dipper, even in milk, I'm not.
Nah.
But, no.
You break
it
apart?
I like them plain with milk. No, I am a traditional Oreo eater. I eat the Oreo, yeah, and then I drink my milk. I've never been a dipper. I don't like a soggy cookie.
Okay.
So.
I'm with her.
You are?
Mm. Yeah, kind of old school. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, we're kind of OG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're OG.
OG. Yeah, a little old. Yeah.
Okay. O-R-G. O-O-G.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Scott, what about you?
Well, you take one Oreo, put a little bit of peanut butter on it, and then put another Oreo on top and make a little sandwich.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, you can put peanut butter on anything, that's for sure.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Peanut butter and chocolate.
Stack, you have a double stack of Oreos.
Yeah, that's all that is, really. That's really all that is.
Cindy, what about you? Tell everybody how you eat your Oreos.
Yeah, me and my dad on Father's Day, we discovered a new way to we put an Oreo on bacon. Oh. It tasted sweet and salty.
See? Yes, exactly. The sweet and the salty,
but
right
just
there.
Just like peanut butter, though, you put bacon on anything.
Absolutely. Yep. That's exactly it.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636.
Somebody wants to know, does Mike know what OG means?
Yes, I know what that means.
I'm just checking. I'm just checking. Yes.
All right. I didn't know what NWA. That's why they're asking.
That's so funny.
And when I found out, I was shocked. Shocked. Just like a lot of other parents were.
Oh, NWA.
Who called in.
Yeah, they were OG, too.
They were way OG. Their kids were way OG. And
I know what the
OG
means.
You know what the OG means?
Yes, I know what the OG means. Wow, this Oreo topic, it all started with a guy who thought, hey, you know what, I'll put a pickle in between it.
Yeah.
How cool would that be? And people are digging it.
Dip it in chocolate. That's right.
But other people are texting in, calling in with their own way of eating Oreos.
Yeah, Marianne says instead of, and I guess you can buy the cereal, I should say. She said, I just break up Oreo cookies in a bowl of milk and eat those as cereal. We're so healthy, aren't we? We're just so healthy. Wow. And actually, Ted wrote in and said, don't laugh, Carla, but I've actually dipped Oreos in pickle juice.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Oh.
So, yeah. Again, sweet and salty.
Wow.
It's just what sweet and salty.
Sandy, what about you?
Okay, so in my family, we make chocolate chip cookie dough, and then we mold the cookie dough around the Oreo, and then we bake it so you have a chocolate chip cookie with an Oreo in the middle.
Oh.
They are so good. They're always a hit. We always take them to parties and stuff.
Okay, and then pull out the insulin. Wow. Wow, there's a lot of sugar going on right there. It's a cookie in a cookie. Wow.
Amazing.
It's amazing to me what people do with Oreos.
Got Marie on the phone. Marie, what's up?
So I wanted to tell you my best friend's way of eating Oreos.
Yes.
When she was a kid, I don't think she still does this. So she used to take the package and split the Oreos open, eat all the cream out, and put them back in the cupboard
for
her brother and sister. And then just now told me, I'm sure a lot of people do that.
You know what? That's emptying all the cereal, taking the prize, putting it back in.
The cereal back in the box.
Yes.
Well, I did that.
I think we all did
that. What you had to do is you had to open the box upside down to get the prize out quicker without having it dig. Right.
Just like Cracker Jacks.
Right. That's so your brothers would think that it was still fresh, a fresh box.
Right. Sweet Cracker Jacks.
Oh, my God. Great call. Marie, thanks a lot, and you have a great day.
Bye.
People not only texting in about Oreos.
Oh, gee.
But this was last hour, and we simply brought up a word that you had said off air.
Right.
And some people are texting about that. The word gauche.
The word gauche, and you mentioned a word that I like to make up, and that was not a made-up word. It's a real word. Well, somebody wrote in, Clark wrote in and said, you guys were talking about made-up words. Occasionally, I use deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu. The feeling of having heard this crap before.
I like that one.
I love it. Deja vu. Oh, so if you're hearing it from Jody again, Mike, something.
Oh, my God.
Deja vu. What? Nothing.
Carla's best made-up word is anxietous.
Anxietous.
You used it.
Yeah.
I think a couple of people busted you.
Yeah, because I said it's a made-up word.
But it's your word. Well,
you have anxiety. No, I'm anxietous. Well, you're filled with anxiety. Yes, I'm anxietous. Exactly.
Like my dad had made up the word butimus.
And I love that word, butimus.
Mm-hmm.
Butimus. And so, I know that they're like some of the words are now in the dictionary. Ginormous, yeah, that's a big, right. But yeah. Butimus is, there's something different there.
Yeah. Everybody has their own set of words that they've made up.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's great.
There's a, I heard somebody say something recently, exasperated.
Exasperated?
Too tired to give up, yes. Exasperated.
Nice.
Yes, I know.
You know what? We should put together a Mike and Carla dictionary.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sticking with Goshi, though.
Yeah, Goshi.
All right.
Morty, that was the one Morty made
up. He's
going to
claim Goshi.
Goshi.
Sunshine and hot today and tomorrow. High 105 today, 107 tomorrow, 81 right now. And Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Beverly Hills 90210, very popular once again. Brian Austin Green spilled the beans on.
Oh, no.
Who?
All right, more on that and other stories after MJ. Don't stop till you get enough.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Miley Cyrus released a pretty obvious breakup song. It's called Slide Away, and she talks about not wanting the, quote, whiskey and pills and not being a kid anymore. Kind of touches on those things that were rumored to be, reasons that she split up with Liam Hemsworth. She said that, well, her friend said that she didn't like him drinking and doing certain drugs. So, who knows? Kind of a cool song.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart raked in $59 million over the past year, enough to make him the number one on the list of world's highest paid comedians. Number one. Jerry Seinfeld is number two. He's been number one for years, like 13 years. $41 million. Now, listen to this. Number three, Jim Gaffigan. Number four, Trevor Noah. He's a TV host. They don't usually make the list, but he got most of his, money originally from comedy. He was a stand-up comic.
All right.
And number five, Mike, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Really?
Yeah. Next time we talk to him, he's only worth about $26
million. Wow.
Really? Wow.
How does that happen?
I still think of him as like this club comic, and he's so not, but yeah.
Well, with the specials.
I know.
And when he plays here now, he plays the script, the big rooms. Yeah. It's not a little chuckle butt.
No. We had to ask our friend Kathleen Madigan if she wasn't on that list, but,
How much is she worth?
Close. I don't, not that.
No?
No, not that.
Did you make the list?
No, I did not make. I made a different list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the Forbes list. It's a Phorbs. That's all. Okay. Forbes.
I mean, I'd hate to know you this long, and all of a sudden I see you on
Well, I got a portfolio, Mike.
Do you?
Brian Austin Green. He sat down with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live, and they asked him which castmates he slept with while shooting the original Beverly Hills 90210. Ooh. And he spit it. He spilled the beans. Tori Spelling and Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Good
night. Yeah.
They were dating before she actually joined the show, because many people are wondering why she's not on the show. He said it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the original cast that is doing this show, and she wasn't one of the original cast members.
Good
and
job.
Netflix, Mike, doing an animated show about Elvis.
Nice. Why?
Oh, the average Elvis fan will probably have to, they'll probably have to explain to them how Netflix works as well. But aside from that, it should be good. What the heck?
There's not enough documentaries about Elvis.
This TV is not that smart. What the heck?
Boy. You could win an Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 Days of Summer from Scenic Brewing Company. Going to be out there Wednesday, once again, with that extended happy hour. Don't forget, a little bit later on, next hour, you'll have a chance to guess. You'll have a chance to guess the location of vacation picture number three. All right? Street address, city, state, zip code, and what you think might be in my pocket. You want all the details? You want to check out the vacation picture? Just go to 96.3kklz.com. You had mentioned the new song from Miley Cyrus that she dropped, what was it, yesterday? I have it here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the song?
It is called Slide. Hold on, I have to bring it back. Slide. I think
slide.
It's slide.
Slide. Slide away.
Slide away. Yeah.
Listen to this. It's all about changing her life and
putting
that behind her. And
I know.
House in the hills. I don't want the booze and pills.
No, exactly.
This
she may
good.
Have she may have a girlfriend right now, but you know.
Oh.
I mean, if one side doesn't work, I suppose you hop the fence for a minute, right? See what happens over there.
Why not?
Why not?
Right?
As I say,
as
why
you
not?
Say, as you said and continue to say.
She can sing.
She can.
Yeah, she can.
Just got to get through all the other stuff.
I know.
All right. Those tickets for End of Summer Bash, we're going to tell you how to win those in about 7-8 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Before we tell you how to win those tickets for Mike and Carla's second annual End of Summer Bash Live 80s Tour, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Watching the Little League World Series over the weekend. And how long ago was it that the Mountain Ridge kids were in the Little League World Series?
I want to say about 5 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know. It seems
that
like a
long
minute ago, doesn't it? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it was history in the making because the boys from Virginia became only the second U.S. team to throw consecutive no-hitters in the Little League World Series.
Wow.
And here's how that happened.
North Carolina in 2017, the first U.S. team to go back-to-back no-hitters to start. And they are joined by Virginia. Back-to-back no-hitters to start the Little League World Series.
That's how they kicked it off. They did it in only 3.5 feet. Innings, they have the mercy rule.
Yeah, well, there you go, like the Yankees want.
Yeah, they beat Minnesota 11-0 yesterday.
Okay.
So they move on, which leads us into winning the tickets for End of Summer Bash, Spy the Lie. We each have a story that deals with sports.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is spy the lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all about baseball, too.
All number one, story number one. A lot of people don't know this. I played sports.
Of course.
And during my Little League career, as I would call it, I actually pitched 2 no-hitters.
That's very impressive. Jeez.
It would be, but you think about it. You just throw the ball and you know what?
Really? You just throw the ball.
There were two times where the other kids couldn't hit it. I don't know what the problem. It wasn't like I was a great pitcher or anything.
That's cool, though.
But
that's very cool.
2 no-hitters in one season.
I played softball, Miss Softball America. And I actually got it. Knowing how my size back in the day was a good thing. I hit a grand slam home run.
Okay.
A grand slam.
Really?
Bases loaded home run. Yes. Luckily, I didn't have to run too fast because I hit a grand slam. I hit a home run.
You had your own home run trot?
Had my own home. I did, actually. Oh, my God, yes. It took all those girls to pick me up because I was very much a wide body back then.
All right. That's story number two. And finally, story number three from Morty.
I played Little League for 3 years. And I had the league. I led the league in home runs.
Oh wow!
All 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
For I never broke my own record for the next 2 seasons, but it was 7 for the Orioles.
All right.
I don't believe any of you are that athletic. I think you're all lying.
Oh, all right. Mr. Mark McGuire over there.
You don't want to. I couldn't run. I could, but I wasn't very fast.
Good thing we weren't on the same team.
Hit the ball. Run.
John, who knew we were working with the Bash Brothers?
I know. Right?
All right. Spy the lie. Which of our stories is actually a lie? Going to get through news and weather. 702-739-9636. Looking for caller number 9. Phone lines are on hold right now. Think about it. Work it out. Then give us a call. That's how you win the tickets for Mike and Carla's second annual End of Summer Bash.
KKLZ.
Spy the Lie. Spy the Lie to win tickets to the end of Summer Bash. My story, of course, I actually pitched two no-hitters in Little League.
Yeah.
You actually hit a grand slam.
I hit a grand slam homer. Yep. Morty?
I was the league leader in home runs.
There you go.
When you were in Little League. League.
Yep. Spy All right. the Lie.
Adam's on the phone. Go ahead, Adam.
I think it's number three.
Carla. No, that would have been Morty.
That would have been Morty. Yeah. Say, is that true, Morty? Did
that
you
is
say?
Actually true.
He amazing, was the home amazing. Run leader of the Hawaiian Little League for 3 years.
With yeah. seven That's... home runs.
Wow.
We're just All as right. shocked as you.
Yeah. All right.
Pam, can you identify the lie? Can you spot the lie?
Well, I was thinking it might be Carla being a wide body and yeah. hitting the grand slam.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that is true. I did hit a grand slam home run. I know.
Okay.
Well, I know. Yep.
Well, congrats on you.
Thank you. Well, yep. I was like 11, 12, so...
Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Dave, what about you? Spy the Lie. Go ahead.
Strike out.
Mike, you.
Are you talking about me, my no-hitters?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
You think that's a lie? Come on. It is.
Yeah.
I could never pitch two no. I couldn't even pitch a no-hitter. But my brother did.
Yeah.
My
okay.
brother actually pitched two no-hitters in one season in Little League.
Did you even play Little
no,
League?
No. I was afraid to play Little League. I didn't want to get hit by the ball. They threw
God,
it too
you're
fast.
You're such a girl.
I said, what league is it they pitch underhand? My dad goes, softball.
My league.
Yes,
my league.
I can hit that. Dave, you're a winner. You got the tickets for the end of Summer Bash. It's happening All September right. 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, presented by Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Apparently, there's a new hairstyle trend going on. It's called the step mullet. It's long in the back, medium length on the top and sides, which makes your hair kind of look like it's in the shape of steps.
Okay.
You know, last hour we were talking about baseball,
yeah.
and I noticed, I don't know what it is, a lot of baseball players have a mullet now. Is that a new, is that coming back?
I don't know. I hope not, but they do. You're right. It's yuck.
Because I told Jody I could bring mine back. Like
I know.
That.
You probably could, huh?
Right? She says, probably don't.
Do it, man. Do it.
The worst
it.
Is the mohawk.
Oh, my God.
The shaved mohawk with the mullet coming
off
of it.
Yeah, that looks awful. Ugh,
why?
Awful. Ugh.
Guy in New Jersey invited a woman over at about 4 o'clock in the morning for a booty call. But he fell asleep before she got there. I guess made the call, said, I'll just lay down, shut my eyes, so when she gets here, I'll be ready to go. Well, he fell asleep. She couldn't get in. Nothing happened.
Oh,
she was so mad.
Yeah. Oh,
she actually set the house on fire.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
I came all this way. I paid the toll and everything.
Oh.
He luckily escaped, had to go to the hospital, a couple of injuries. But
seriously?
He's okay. And she's been hit with several charges. So
that ought to do it. That ought to do it right there. Wow. Okay.
That's not in Florida. That's in New Jersey.
No, I got one for you. Go in Florida. Here, I'll go ahead. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me that, by the way. Why are these stories always in Florida?
Because it's Florida.
Exactly. Guy got into an argument with his girlfriend and used a front end loader to dump a load of dirt on top of her car. Doesn't sound so bad, but the windows were open. And, caused about $8,000 worth of damage.
Wow. Well, it's not like it was cow manure.
No, it's just dirt. Yeah. That's all. And, this is... guy in Long Island, in Long Island, New York, is a security guard.
Uh-huh.
He was arrested because he... He assaulted someone. He was wearing a T-shirt, though, that said, "Warning, you have the right to remain an idiot. Everything you say can and will be ignored." He was the one who was harassing somebody and ended up beating him up.
Oh,
and police took
bad.
Him into custody. And his mugshot actually has that on the front.
Shirt.
Warning, you have the right to remain an idiot. Yeah, so there you go. Cheers. It's Monday. Your other news.
Enjoying the 96 days of summer, so let's do it right now. Caller number 9, 702-739-9636. You get the chance to make an official guess to win that Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ, you got to be 25 years of age or older to win. Figure out the street address, city, state, zip, and what you think might be in my pocket. Looking for caller number 9 right now. Good luck. It's Pat Benatar, and We Belong.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
Carla, we have Nancy on the phone. Nancy, you know what we're looking for. The exact street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in my pocket to win that cruise of a lifetime.
879 West Main Street, Silverton, Oregon, 97381. And I'll guess a toothpick. I don't know.
You know what? You got 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Nancy, your next chance to go for that 7-day Alaskan cruise happening in the noon hour. Wendy Rush will have that for you. And remember, it's never too late to get in the game. Check out the photo and the official rules. All you have to do is text the word cruise to 702-739-9636.
Thanks so much.
Wow. All right. We have our feel-good story we wrap up the show with. We're going to do that after Tom Petty and Free Fallin'.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Well, this is a story about Sam Pratt. He recently got a clean bill of health, entered remission in stage 3 blood cancer.
Wow.
Wasn't doing well, went through treatment, and he's doing much better. Well, decided to celebrate. Took 33 of his family members on vacation to Hawaii.
Huh.
Used more than 1 million Southwest frequent flyer miles to get them all there.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was really cool because Southwest, you know, they knew all about this. So they hosted him, his whole family, at a VIP event at Queens Surf Beach. They gave him live music. They had a band out there, games. They did a movie screening, the whole bit for him and his family. 34 people. Congratulations to Sam. He is going to live a little bit longer now, and he took his family to celebrate. And how nice of Southwest. No, this is not an ad, but that was very nice of them.
But that's how you become the airline they are.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just good people.
Yeah, no kidding. That is so cool. 1 million frequent. Jeez. I always think I have a lot. Always. And then I go to it, it's like, I can't, oh.
I have like maybe, I think, 15,000.
I know. I'm up to like, I think 22,000. It's like, can I not get anything still?
And
I can't.
And I think I have a lot. And then I go.
Yeah, try I and, know. Yeah. And they just go.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
Could I just get the can? Could I get the whole can of Coke
Zero? With some of my points.
Yes, please. Please. Can I please? Jeez. My God, just give me the can.
My card is a Southwest Airlines card.
See? Yes.
Should have some merit. I don't know. We love that airline, though.
I got it. We have to discuss that. How do you get the whole can? I realize you can just ask, but you can't just bring me the can.
Well, Maury and I are shocked.
Shocked.
That they don't give you a six-pack.
I know. Yeah.
The way you are with people on trips. All right. Before we wrap things up, just recapping the show. Well, made up words.
Oh, wow.
Made up words.
Oh, yeah. Deja vu.
Still a hot topic. New ways to eat Oreos.
Wow.
Pickles, Nutella. People are putting bacon on it.
Right.
And who knew that Carla carried a heavy bat?
I know.
Wow. Grand slam.
Thank you.
Girl skirt and little league skirt.
Little babe.
Yeah.
Little babe.
She was in a league of her own.
Let's give it a high five.
That's great. All right. Oh, wow. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next shot to win that Alaskan cruise for two from Scenic Brewing Company, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Also, those Mike and Carla end of summer bash tickets, the live 80s tour. She'll keep company throughout the entire midday. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and please be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now.
Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.